Brock takes the snap, has all day to throw. Rise and fire, down the seam, got a man out there. It's Birdsong, makes the catch, in full flight. Touchdown, touchdown NSU. Trey Birdsong lassos his first touchdown for the Wolves. Great time for Bogosi as he hooked up with Birdsong and the Wolves. They draw first blood in Bismarck.
And that's the way it sounded 1 week ago in Bismarck as Trey Birdsong had his first touchdown reception for the Wolves. Certainly many more to come. And today, Trey joins us live in studio for our next installment of Pack Chat right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure, for sure. So, first touchdown of the game there. Walk me through the route. Walk me through the play there against UMary.
Yeah, so it was just switching lanes with my first wide receiver on the slot. So we switched lanes, and I seen that I had the leverage on him, kind of just made a move, and it was a great play call. We knew what was coming, and so props to Coach Brown. Kind of puts us in great situations where we can just figure out how to find the end zone. I mean, he's a mastermind at this stuff, and that's why I came here.
Brock had all day to throw. Offensive line was very clean on that play. Is it tough to make the catch when you're basically catching everything one-handed? You got a cast on your hand right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just take a lot of reps at practice and stuff, and it's kind of more of like just getting comfortable with it and just being uncomfortable with the uncomfortable. Take it one day at a time and just keep learning as it goes.
So walk me through the injury there in Sioux Falls. We were talking about that off the air. It was one of the final plays of the game. Walk me through the injury there against the Cougars.
It was just a fade route, trying to get to the back corner. Had the baseball turn to make a play on the catch, and guy falls over me and just bam, bam situation. Not much that we could do to prevent it.
Did you know immediately that it was broken, or was it just like, that feels a little funky?
Yeah, I definitely knew that it was broken.
But how much fun is it to play in a game like that? You just dominate a team, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big thing with us is like just how tight-knit this group is. I've never been a part of a team that's been this tight-knit, like inside and out, like playing a football game, practicing, film rooms outside of the football field. I mean, we've really built a great foundation here with just how much the team cares about each other and loves each other. When you get to do a kid's game like this as, you know, growing up an adult, it really makes it special. Just you're having fun with these guys that you really care about, and it's not just another guy.
Very, very cool. So you started at Cornell College and then Illinois College. What led you to Northern State?
I would say a big thing was I wanted to go up in a division and prove that I could play with the bigger dogs. And I think Northern had great facilities. They brought in great coaching staffs. And I knew that this is a place that I could really see myself. And yeah, I mean, I think the coaching staff is really what pulled me. Just like they were trustworthy guys. I knew what I was getting myself into. They were straight up honest with me when we were on the phone call.
So broken fibula back in 22, and you came back and you're second all of D3 in terms of total yards. How did you do it there on your kind of road to recovery?
The biggest thing was, I just wanted to go as fast as I could to get back on the field, obviously. And I think it was a feeling of I wasn't good enough. And I think when that kind of hit my mind in the offseason, I had to figure out any edge that I could on somebody. I knew that I'm thinking, you know, these guys have played last year. I didn't play at all last year. Like, I had to miss an entire season. So I didn't know where I was. So I knew the extra hours had to be put in. I knew that I needed to be on top of my stuff. And it kind of just humbled me in a way, which I think is kind of what's going on with this. Now I feel like I need to reprove myself. Like, sure, I did the stuff in fall camp and stuff, but it doesn't matter at this point. Like, we're playing games and we need wins.
It's kind of like a mental battle you're having with yourself to put yourself to the next level. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worked out. No question. Do you remember the injury a couple of years ago?
Yeah, so it was a week before we played Co, which Co and Cornell, it's a rivalry, and it's Cedar Rapids and Mount Vernon. It's like a 15-20 minute drive. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing, and it was our last week of fall camp, and it was on a little whip route, and I was breaking out, and linebacker grabbed the back of my shoulder pads, landed on me, and just snapped in half.
Yeah. It's less than ideal. I broke my arm once when I was in seventh grade, and immediately it just feels disgusting.
Yeah, you just feel the bones just rocking.
Oh, golly. Yeah, it was probably one of the worst experiences of my life in terms of pain, so I'm sure probably similar to you as well. So 100 touchdowns by fourth grade in house league football. How'd you keep track of all the scores? Was it your parents or something like that?
Yeah, so that was kind of me and my dad's bonding, was just through the game of football. This is something that me and my family, I mean, just take very serious, and we love the game. And growing up, like, we didn't go on much like vacations. Like, instead we did like football camps, we did football training, and like, it's just something I've always loved. When I was 6 years old, I was already watching game film. Like, my dad would videotape our games, and we would figure out how to scheme against teams when I was like 6 years old.
Wow.
So I've been doing this for a long time at a pretty good level. And I started with Reggie Swinton, just to shout his name out there. He's kind of been my football mentor, played in the NFL for 9 years. He's kind of helped me through this, to how to really navigate as being like, sure, an underdog and being like undersized to some people. Definitely he's helped me take my game to the next level and like a part of the film sessions.
That's a perfect segue. You set me right up for that one. How'd you find that sort of relationship with Reggie Swinton?
When I was in fourth grade, I had my 100th career touchdown, and I got posted into newspapers and went on air in Arkansas. And he kind of found me through that, reached out to my dad, and wanted me to originally play for his team. And he would travel to all these cool places and everything, but my dad denied, and we built our own team to go play against him.
Oh, nice. Did you beat those guys or what?
No, we did not. But I will say that it kind of, I think that relationship between him and my dad kind of just made them like more close as like friends, because it was almost like a bro kind of fight kind of thing when we played against each other. And now I would say that they respect each other a lot more than I think they would have.
Was it 88 or 80 that he wore back in the day?
80.
80. Okay, yep. I was going to say it was one of the other two, and played for the Lions kick returner. I remember him back in the day. I used to videotape all of the highlights and stuff on VHS. That's right, videotaping.
Yeah.
And had some great clips from 2003. So when you wrote that questionnaire about Reggie Swinton, I was like, I remember him.
Yeah.
So kind of crazy how it all worked out. You're rocking the number 23. Is that a favorite number for you, or just a random number assigned to you, or what?
That's a number I've had since I've been 5 years old. That's another thing that was kind of big to me. Like, wherever my last home was, I wanted to make sure my senior year I rocked that number. It's been more than a number to me. It's more so like who I am.
Is it a little Michael Jordan, actually?
It is.
Okay.
It is. So when I was young, we were picking jerseys, and I looked at my dad, and I was just like, you know, he was number 9 when he was growing up, and mom's this number, my brother's been this number, and like, it just kind of looked, and he was like, let's make this you. So kind of picked from there, and Michael Jordan's obviously the GOAT.
Oh, 100%. No question about it. This wide receiving core, very, very deep. Yourself, Jacoby, Cade, Zach Jorgen. I mean, like, you can go on and on about all these guys and how deep you are at that wide receiving core position. How good is it, and how much fun is this wide receiving core being a part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's a lot of fun being a part of it, knowing that other guys next to me, to my right and left, they can both make plays. I would say that, I mean, we just have speed. That's a big thing in us. Like, we have a lot of speed, and the playmaking ability, like, after the catch is just different. And this is a very tight-knit group. Like, we love each other. We all care about each other. We want to see the best in everybody. Just to like throw some like names out there that like you mentioned, and like also like Carter and Rich, Zach, Julian, Cade Kaiser, Fritt. I mean, you can just throw all those guys, Cooper, Eisenbeiss. I mean, he's a crazy returner. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just have athletes in that room that can make plays and make the game a difference. Like, they're a difference maker in the game, and just to have that many people on the field at the same time that can do that is special.
Is it tough being a part of a wide receiving core like that, because there only is one ball to go around, or is it you couldn't care less who's getting the ball as long as you guys are winning?
Yeah, me personally, I mean, I could care less, honestly. I mean, cool, it's cool to catch touchdowns, and it's cool to have good, you know, yards and everything like that. But at the end of the day, I'm 22 years old. Like, I want to win. I want to bring this at place, Aberdeen, a championship. Whatever that takes, 2 catches a game, 8 catches a game, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference to me. And I think that's kind of the way that our wide receiver thinks. Like, all of us, we're not thinking about the stats, we're thinking about the wins.
So AJ Brown needs to take some of your advice.
I think so.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, he's sending out tweets after games and Instagram posts. It's like, buddy, you guys are 4-0 right now. Why do you care? You're getting paid millions of dollars. You're trying to become you're looking to be a dynasty. And it's like, oh, 1 catch, 7 yards. It's not good enough. It's like, you know what? You're winning games. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely want to showcase your talent and everything like that, but those are going to come regardless of the games. I mean, sure, if they don't show up in, for instance, like in the first 4 games or whatever, like there's going to be games 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, you have so many opportunities, and like there's going to be games that you are called on to be the difference maker. Like, we have a certain matchup that we like, or a certain look that we like. Just allow the game to come to you, and you'll play your best.
Mariah Carey in your headphones before games. How'd you stumble upon that?
I think a big thing for me is just rising to the occasion, not starting too hot, and really like just keeping myself really mellow before I need to amp it up before the game. So I like to listen to a little Mariah Carey. I like to listen to some, you know, lower bass things and have a really like smooth vibe when entering.
So you're thinking like, all I want for Christmas is you on repeat?
Not like that. I think like belong with me or whatever it is. Just like, I just like smooth kind of music like that before the game.
All right, good for you. Brock Bogosi at quarterback. How do you like the ball that he throws?
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented quarterback. I mean, there's a reason that they brought him in. I really like not just about the ball spinning. I think a main thing is his character. He's a great overall guy outside of football, like just a great friend. He just cares about the game of football, and I think that's something that we knew immediately when we seen each other this summer. We both got here as transfers, and I could just initially tell that he loves this game. Like, he's not just doing it just because it pays for school or whatever. Like, he loves it, and I think that's something that we bonded on.
I had him on Pack Chat here a couple weeks ago. Super awesome guy. 3-1 start. How big is this next matchup for you guys against Bemidji on Saturday?
Every single week that we go through, it's going to get bigger and bigger. I would definitely say that this is the biggest game for us because in the last 10 years, we've only beat them twice. Mm-hmm. I know that they have this advantage when they play at home. They have majority of their wins at home. We're not letting them jump in the lake, I can tell you that much right now.
There you go. Last 4-1 start for the Wolves, 2003. The last win for NSU in Bemidji, November 15th, 2014, it was 17 degrees that day. Luckily, it's not going to be 17 degrees on Saturday for sure. But Zach Neer played for Northern at the time in that game. Jordan Hine, the offensive coordinator for Bemidji, who was here at Northern State last year, he was the quarterback for that team. So there's a lot of interesting storylines in that one for sure. Unfortunately, you haven't played yet at Dakota Bank Stadium in terms of game day. You've gone through warm-ups and that sort of thing. You'll get there, no question, but how do you like the atmosphere at the bank so far?
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I know the first home game that we had, I mean, this community just really supports the football program. The whole entire town, I mean, you can just feel like the difference. Like, after we get like a win, like the town moves differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that we owe them that. In the past couple of years, I mean, I know that we haven't had a winning record and stuff like that. And I know that the town is, they want it. And I feel like at this point, like Coach Schmidt, he made a great point a couple weeks ago that like we owe it to the community. Like, they buy into our football program. We need to show them wins. We need to show them the love that they show us.
Off to a great start, certainly. That's all the football questions I got for you. You're engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When's the wedding date?
We haven't planned officially the date, but we know that it's going to be this coming up year in 2026.
Do you have a certain time of the year you'd like to get engaged? More summer, spring?
So we've looked into more of late summer, early fall of next year.
Okay, gotcha. So you met at Cornell. Do you have a fun How We Met story? Or
not really. I mean, Iowa was just, it's cornfields, it's bars, and that's about it. So we actually met in Iowa City, which was about 30 minutes from Mount Vernon.
Okay.
And it kind of just kicked off from there. We went on a fun little date and everything and took off from there.
Yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, you're engaged.
Exactly.
So it's not like she sat behind you in econ or something like that.
Right, no.
Okay,
no.
Gotcha. So you got two dogs. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Big golden retriever guy, you said?
Yeah, we have a golden retriever and a mini Aussie. I would definitely say our mini Aussie is the crackhead of the family.
There you go. Halloween season, it's almost here. Are you a big scary movie guy or not so much?
Not so much. My fiance is. My fiance loves the fall, October, Halloween, all of it. A month and a half ago, 2 months, she was already decorating her house with fall stuff.
There you go. Yeah, I'm a October baby myself, so
okay.
It's my favorite time of the year. Best time of the football's in full swing. Leaves are changing colors. Hopefully the weather can start to get cooler. I'm done with like the upper 80s like we've had all week. I'm just done with it. So hopefully we get a little bit cooler than what we've had. Any nicknames for you?
So when I was 6 years old, I played every single sport. I played all the way until I was like 14 or 15. I played every sport. And I remember that we were at a baseball tournament. It just came out the blue, Trey Day. And kind of just stuck with it. And my family loves the nickname. I know it's a little different, but we like it.
Trey Day. Interesting. Okay. How often do you get your last name poked fun at? Do you have any interesting stories behind that? I mean, my last name's Tewksbury, but people get that wrong every single which way. Is there a fun kind of genesis of the last name Birdsong? It's unique.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. Like, people call me the Bird. My fiance's grandpa calls me the Bird. That's like kind of his thing to do. And then like, just unique.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a fan of it. Favorite sports teams and why?
All right, so I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I was wrapped in a terrible towel when I was born.
Oh no!
So we bleed that.
You and poor kid.
Yeah, well, not really. I was very spoiled growing up. I mean, we went to multiple Super Bowls as a kid, and I had
stole
the,
one in 05.
I had the Ben Roethlisberger, so Hall of Famer. Shout out to him.
I'm a Seahawks fan.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Got you in week two, though.
Yeah, you did. You did. You got us good. Yeah. Got the Steelers. I'm a Red Sox fan because that was the first Major League Baseball game that I went to. And it was with my grandpa in Boston. We got to see David Ortiz on his last year.
Wow.
I mean, just seeing like the green monster and the atmosphere, like when going to the stadium, like all these restaurants and everything. I mean, it was just a great place. Like Boston's probably one of my favorite cities.
Gotcha. Okay. Any other teams, or those are kind of the two big ones?
I mean, I'm also a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. When I was growing up, I was a big LeBron James fan, and I was the Miami Heat fan. Then I was back to the Cleveland, and then we went to the Lakers. I was all right, this is done. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to be a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, and I've kind of just stuck it out with them.
All right. Fair enough. Favorite place to eat in Aberdeen so far?
I'd probably go with 322. Probably go with 322. I think it's a solid place. It has a little bit of everything, and it's a cool place.
Their smash burgers are phenomenal. Why are seams on a baseball red?
Seams on a baseball red. I would say to really just see the laces, I would say.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to that. Just tossing it out there. Who wins the Super Bowl this year? Who's playing in the big game?
I mean, I got to go with the Steelers. I do. Realistically, I mean, I love the Josh Allens, and I think they have a great defense at Buffalo, but I have to go with the Steelers. We have a great defense, and I feel like having an experienced quarterback like we do, he doesn't need to make crazy plays. We have athletes all the way around, and I think that he just really needs, we need somebody to mentor that, and I think that he's a great mentor while being a great leader on the field. He's like an additional coach on the field.
So you got the Steelers versus the who
we see in the NFC right now. The NFC is a little messy.
It's kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you have like the Eagles, sure, that are like 5-0, but I don't know if that's like just because where they're at in their schedule or what it is, if it's early on. Right now, it's hard to see like in the beginning of the season because I feel like you don't see
injuries,
you don't see any of that stuff. It's kind of just like riding the wave in the beginning of the season.
My preseason pick was Buffalo versus Green Bay. That was my pick.
I'll say it's a solid pick, but after seeing what the Cowboys in the Green Bay game, I mean, that was something crazy. I would probably go with, if I had to pick one right now, it'd probably be Green Bay.
We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. What do we got to do to stay away from ties? The NFL needs to change the ties thing, right? I mean, complete waste of time. Like, you're watching an entire game. Okay, we're going to make overtime now 10 minutes rather than 15, and then it's a tie afterwards.
Right.
It's the stupidest thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was confused when I first saw it because it's different. Now it's like both teams get a chance to possess the ball.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really ever pick up on that. I remember back in the day when the Steelers played the Broncos, it was like, we went into overtime and it was Tim Tebow and he had that crazy touchdown. And it was like, if you score a touchdown, the game's over.
Yep.
Well, now I don't know if it's still the same or if they changed that or...
It feels like they're just making it up as they go every year with the NFL. What's your biggest pet peeve? What annoys you? What drives you crazy?
I don't really have one.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing?
No, not really.
Nothing fires you up?
Nothing really makes me mad. I'm kind of a chill guy.
Good for you. There you go. So Jacoby Boykins had the Happy Gilmore, Your Happy Place video released a couple weeks ago. What's Trey Birdsong's Happy Place look like? What does that look like for you?
A happy place for me is really just being able to think about, as far as like if I'm on the field, like something that I like to think about is like just me, really my fiance. I mean, my fiance has been my rock. She's stayed with me. I've dealt with two injuries now with her. Mm-hmm. When I broke my fibula, like she was the one that was with me every day. She was the one that was helping me with everything. Like she's kind of just been, you know, the biggest thing in my life, honestly. And like having her by my side is just a game changer as it is. I think that makes me play better on the field. Just thinking about like the great times that we've had and like my dogs, they bring me a happy place. I mean, I love those guys. I love those little guys and girls. Aspen's a girl.
Sure.
Our golden retriever. But yeah, just thinking about times with really my family that I'm now building.
How long have you guys been together for?
We've been together for 3 years now.
Okay, good amount of time. There you go. When do you get your Christmas shopping accomplished? Are you a last-minute guy, or do you knock it out early?
Yeah, I'm a last-minute guy. I'm definitely the guy before the week before Christmas going all over the place to find gifts.
You and me both, man. Absolutely. What's your favorite state that you have visited, and why? I feel like you've been traveling all over the country, so I'm sure you've seen some pretty cool places.
I would say probably Florida. I know it's a pretty generic answer, but my grandparents live down there, and I've got to see, you know, the Miamis, the Fort Lauderdales, Orlando, Tampa. Great place, like, all the way around. I like seafood, and they have some great seafood places down there that are just out of this world.
You a big king crab guy?
I am.
I love King Crab.
It's very good.
So good. Greatest strength and your greatest weakness.
I would say a big strength for me is connecting with people. I have a really big heart. I really like to see the good in everybody, and I like to see people do good. That's one of the things that really carried me through like the injury, like when I had to sit out the two games, was the positiveness. Like, I had to think of it in a different way. I can't be on the field with those guys, so how can I help? How can I, you know, really be for those guys? I think that's a really big strength that I have. As far as a weakness, I would kind of say time management. Not like all the way like a big weakness. I would say like in a point of, if I got a homework assignment due, you know, that night, like I'm a big procrastinator.
Oh yeah.
And I'll procrastinate it all the way until I can't.
Reminds me of when we had final exam week and it's like, gee, I haven't cleaned out the top drawer of my desk in the last 3 years. Now's a perfect time to do it.
Exactly.
When you could just be studying. So I totally can sympathize for sure. Any tattoos for you or not so much?
Yeah, so I have a tattoo on my left wrist. Obviously can't see it because my cast. Mm-hmm. It's a cross. I got my first tattoo with my brother. It's something that he had. And like growing up, my brother, like I looked up to him. 7 years older than me, but like it just feels like now since we've been getting older, we've definitely formed like that bro, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, so I've when got we two were older brothers,
yeah. So when we were younger, he used to beat me up and all that stuff like that. He kind of built my toughness in that way. But now I'd say like we really have a unique relationship. We are very tight. We love each other. We talk to each other multiple times a week. He's an awesome guy.
If I gave you $10 million today, what's the first thing that you do with the money?
Probably go find me some land. I would go find me some land, probably in Iowa. And be closer to my fiance's family, be able to have a nice house and just be able to have my fiance loves horses. So obviously I'd have some horses as well.
Yeah, there you go. It's one way to do it. Next up, I got a segment called This or That: summer heat or winter cold.
I've been a part of some really bad winters. Probably have to go with the summer heat.
Okay. Field turf or natural grass?
Depends on what the weather's looking like.
Snow or rain?
Probably rain.
Run blocking or catching balls?
I mean, that's a gimme. That's a gimme. That's catching balls.
Maroon or gold?
I'm a gold guy. Okay. Pittsburgh Steelers riding with them.
Yeah, makes sense. Soup or sandwich?
Probably go with sandwich.
Ice bath or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Rock and roll or country music?
Country music.
Toilet paper, does it go over the roll or under the roll?
Goes over.
Correct answer. There you go. Boneless or bone in?
Boneless.
Good answer. I appreciate that. Yeah, everyone always gives me a hard time. I always say boneless.
It's just easier. It's not messy. It's not, you don't have to, you know, move around. You don't have to do anything crazy. You can just eat.
Feels like you're getting more anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
It feels like you're always leaving some meat on the bone when it's on the bone, literally.
100%.
Turn signal or no turn signal when
you're
driving?
Turn signal.
I appreciate that. Doesn't it drive you crazy in town whenever you're driving? Nobody uses turn signals out here.
Going back to that pet peeve, that would probably be my answer for that. Would probably be that.
Very good. Down or up?
Up.
Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas.
Facebook or Twitter?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd probably say Facebook. More family oriented.
Okay. Ocean or a lake?
Probably say the lake.
Biking or rollerblading?
Biking, because I can't rollerblade.
Tall or short?
I have to go with the short.
Okay. Camping or hotel?
Definitely a hotel. I have a fear of snakes. That's my biggest fear, so
yeah.
I don't want a chance.
100%. I get that. Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Blondes, brunettes?
Definitely blondes.
Okay, there you go. Bunch of would you rathers here. Feel free to elaborate on any of these if you'd like. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest?
Probably say the funniest. Bring out like a greater vibe in the room.
100%. I get that. Would you rather walk around on campus in short shorts or have a unibrow?
I'd have to go with the short shorts. I would. I can't do the unibrow.
Would you rather be abducted by aliens or possessed by a demon?
I have to go with the aliens.
I think I would too, right?
Yeah. I just, the whole demon thing, that can't be with me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Would you rather have constant dry eyes or a constant runny nose?
It's a tough one. I'd probably go with the dry eyes. The runny nose, I mean, I know when I get sick or it's cold outside, like when everything's going all crazy, like it's pretty annoying.
Would you rather lose your mind or lose your hands?
Definitely not losing your hands. It's tough with one of them right now. Mm-hmm. Like, and I still have it.
Yeah, I think I'd lose my hands over my mind, because then you have no idea like what's going on. That's a tough one.
Yeah, Yeah, I'd probably agree with you. Yeah. It'll probably be the hands for sure.
You'll find a way. Mark Spechman was a great offensive coordinator. He didn't have any hands. He was the guy that invented the fly sweep. The more you know on that one.
There we go.
There you go. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Probably say fur, because I got two fur babies as it is.
Man, they shed a lot, don't they? Oh my goodness. I've got a golden retriever at home. It's just everywhere.
Every day. You got a vacuum.
Unbelievable stuff. Would you rather have free food every day or free coffee every day?
Free food. Not even a question.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. Would you rather have to yell everything or whisper everything you say?
Guess I'd have to go with the yell. I have a loud family as it is.
Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, and whatever comes to your mind, just come right out and say it, okay? Arkansas.
Natural.
Division III football.
Different.
Cornell.
That's like my foundation.
Foundation would be a good word.
Foundation.
There you go. Illinois College.
Unique.
Where is Illinois College?
Illinois College is in Jacksonville, Illinois. I was just saying like unique for the situation of like how it all started, like how it kind of progressed and like where we are now.
I'm from Libertyville. I have no idea where Jacksonville, Illinois is.
Yeah.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, it was. So I actually lived in Springfield when I went to Illinois College. So it was like a 35-minute drive, 40-minute drive every day. But
a lot of commuting. Northern State University.
Home.
South Dakota.
Hunting.
You an avid hunter?
I don't have time during the season and everything. I would definitely like to get into it. I mean, the pheasants is insane here, so I would definitely like to get into it, and I think that's something I'm going to look into for sure after the season.
Yeah, on the to-do list for sure. Greatest wide receiver of all time?
I would say Antonio Brown before he went all crazy. I think that guy, I mean, the stuff that he did for the Steelers, like 1,000-yard seasons, over 1,000-yard seasons for 6 years in a row, like he's just a difference maker.
Generational run continues. Football season.
Fun.
Number 23.
Just me.
Autumn.
Fall.
Fall. Sure, that works. Trey Birdsong's accent. Do people give you a hard time for your accent?
Yeah, so when I first got into college, I feel like college almost took away that accent, like going through like communication classes and stuff like that. I had a more thick of a southern drawl, and it's slowly going away. I've been around Midwest people a lot more, so I feel like it's kind of just turning into whatever now.
For sure. It's very slight. You can barely notice it. The NSIC conference that you play in right now.
It's tough. It's definitely, I mean, there's a reason it's one of the best Division IIs, if not the best Division II conference. I mean, right now we have, three teams that are in the top 10? It's definitely where you want to be.
No doubt. Touchdown reception.
I mean, every time you get in the end zone, it feels different than the last time. There's a certain kind of vibe when you score a touchdown that's just like different.
I kind of looked down at my spotting charts when you caught the touchdown last week. You had a little bit of a dance too.
Yeah.
Tell me about the dance.
Yeah. So my fiance wanted, she's seen this thing on TikTok or whatever, and she was like, please do this. And so I was like, I'll bring it out of the bag for you.
Winning.
I like to win in everything. I'm a very competitive person. If we have a Uno night, if we have a card game, it doesn't matter if we're with my family, my fiance, it doesn't matter. I'm going to win. I need to win.
Going balls to the wall for sure. Dominant.
I would say our O-line has showed that. That's what comes to mind.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had a great past couple weeks moving the ball, and that all starts with them. I can't do my job if they don't do theirs.
Speaking of which, Daniel Porsche. He's up next.
Great leader. He's a great leader and just a personable guy.
Ross Rowland.
Kind of the same with the whole line. I mean, they're all kind of that way. I'd say the big thing about Ross is, yeah, sure, he's not going to yell and this and that, but like when he talks, like it really, you really feel it.
Daniel Britt.
Great locker room guy. Heck of an athlete. I mean, that guy can make some plays with his legs that you're just amazed by.
Mm-hmm. Brock Bogosi.
Great friend. Just a fierce competitor.
Jacoby Boykins.
Also a really great friend, and he's got like that side to him, like he's like a dog, that kind of side to him that's just like, I think that's where we connect, is like receivers.
There you go. Zach Jorgensen.
Funny guy. Very funny guy. Hardly ever you see him serious, but I mean, he's a great guy to be around.
Heard he's quite the golfer too.
He is. I've seen some videos, and he's pretty good. I wish that I could be that good, but...
Do you like to play, or...?
I do, but I pay less attention to the golf and more attention to the cooler.
Me too sometimes. Cade Kaiser.
I mean, when I first came in here, I think Cade was one of the first guys that I met. We kind of just hit it off from there. He's a cool guy.
DJ Smith.
Call him Mr. Aura. That's kind of his thing. He's also a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy, and he's a heck of a receiver. Makes some great plays with
Mr. Aura. I like it. Carter Campbell.
We can kind of relate a little closer to each other. We're both older in age. I think Carter's 23 now. I'm 22. We're both older guys. We've played a lot of football. And I think that we like to test each other's minds when it comes to the game. And I think that's something that we can connect on.
Nice. Hank Kraft.
He's a freak. I mean, that guy makes some plays, like his hurdle when we were at Dakota Bank. I mean, you could just feel the wind just gust out of everybody. He's a stud. He's a great player.
No question. Wyatt Block.
Genuine guy. I think I can kind of see that he wants the best for everybody as well. And he's a great teammate to have.
No question. One-handed catch.
Probably have to go with Odell.
Okay, there you go. Kyle Wiseman.
That's a big part of why I came here was him. I mean, he just stayed consistent. I mean, being in the portal, it's hard. DMs from every coach, every different part of the states. And I think that the reason that he stuck out to me is because, like, he genuinely wanted me and cared about me. And I think the, you know, text messages and FaceTime calls and, like, anytime I wanted to see anything or I wanted more information about, like, it didn't matter what time of the day it was, he was always giving me that. And like, if he didn't have it, he was going to find it. And like, he's just a personable guy. I really do thank him for giving me the opportunity. He's the reason that I came here.
Awesome to hear. Braylee Brown, your OC.
Yeah, mastermind. I've never really sat there and like looked at film and just been like, why'd he call this? I think everything kind of makes sense of why he calls it. He's also a good guy, very funny. When we're having serious moments, he can really just like brighten the mood with like a quick joke or something. And like being able to see like how he interacts with the guys is just a difference maker. Like when you have a play caller and an offense coordinator that you see as like somebody that you care about, it makes you play like that much harder for them. This guy has came in here and only been here for his first season. I mean, you see the numbers that our offense is putting up and you can see like how hard we're playing as a football team.
Mike Schmidt.
I'd say I see him as a family guy. Sure, he has that head coach mentality that is wanting to win and all that stuff. But I think the biggest thing that speaks to me about Coach Mike Schmidt is that he cares about this team. Like he loves this guy. These guys like were his like kids. Like mm-hmm. You can just feel it. Really just wants us to see us succeed, like not just on the football field, like just in life in general. And you can feel that.
Good guy to have in your corner. Your family.
Family is everything to me. I think those are the people that stick by you when the worst of times, and you don't really get to have that everywhere you go. And I would say that I'm very fortunate to have a family that does have my back.
Your fiance.
The love of my life. My rock. She's my everything. Some of the guys, like, they make little jokes and everything, like, oh, going back to the fiance. But, like, I really do a lot of stuff with her, and I just enjoy our time together.
I can see it all over your face. That's awesome. Good for you. Finally, Trey Birdsong.
To a Christian man that wants to get better every single day with not just faith, with how I am as a person, really make an impact on people of like just positive vibes, making sure that people, I like to make people feel better. I think that's a big thing for me and just genuinely caring about people.
Outstanding. Big shout outs to family, friends, probably the fiance as well to kind of wrap things up here a little bit.
Of course. Yeah, I would say a big shout out to my dad. He's been through everything with me. And like I said in the beginning, kind of the whole football journey. I mean, that's him texting me constantly, calling me, trying to give me tips about literally anything that he can. And just all the long days that we had together training at the field. And he's been with me for my ride all the way through. Say a big shout out to my fiance staying with me through like every injury that I've had, even like when we have a family death or anything like that. Like she's the first one there. She's always kind of in my corner. I can tell her whatever I need to tell her. Can be completely honest, which is awesome, like to have. Then I'd probably say a big shout out to NSU football program, and we're not going to let Bemidji jump in that lake this weekend.
That's what I like to hear. That's the senior from Cabot, Arkansas, Trey Birdsong, and this has been Pack Chat. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.